From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. A car bomb exploded in the Iraqi city of Najaf this morning, not far from a shrine that's one of the holiest sites in Shiite Islam. Three people were killed, more than 50 were wounded, as we hear from NPR's Quill Lawrence.
This is the second time in recent months that bombers have infiltrated the heavy security around the Imam Ali Shrine, tomb of one of the founding martyrs of the Shia branch of Islam. Many of the dead and wounded were Iranian pilgrims who are frequent visitors to Najaf. In the past several days, scores of people have died in attacks that appear to be aimed at disrupting Iraq's nationwide elections on Sunday. In the province of Diyala, a group with links to al-Qaeda has announced a curfew and threatened anyone who goes out to vote. Militant Islamist websites have issued a similar warning for all of Iraq. American military officials have stressed that violence in Iraq is drastically reduced in the past 2 years. This election is considered a key test of Iraq's security services, who will be in control with U.S. forces playing a supportive role. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.
British Prime Minister Gordon Brown is promising his troops in Afghanistan 200 new patrol vehicles that can better resist roadside bombs. Brown made the remarks during an unannounced trip to Camp Bastion in southern Afghanistan's Helmand province. He's there to thank some of the 4,000 British troops taking part in a NATO offensive aimed at driving out the Taliban in Narja. The trip comes as Brown is being criticized by some former military commanders and opposition conservatives for leaving the military short of funding for Iraqi operations. A judge in Houston has declared the death penalty unconstitutional. He presides over a county that sends more inmates to death row than anywhere else in the nation. NPR's John Burnett has more.
State District Judge Kevin Fine stunned the judicial system in Texas when he granted a pretrial motion saying he believes innocent people have been executed. His decision that the death penalty in Texas is cruel and unusual punishment and violates due process will be appealed and likely overturned by the pro-capital punishment Texas Court of Criminal Appeals. The case involves a 23-year-old man facing the death penalty for shooting a woman and wounding her sister during a robbery attempt in Houston. The state attorney general sent a swift rebuke, calling Fine's decision an act of unabashed judicial activism. Still, the judge's bold move will give solace to anti-death penalty advocates in the state that executes more inmates than any other. Fine, who's a Democrat, may be the only state judge in Texas who's heavily tattooed and a self-described recovering drug addict and former alcoholic. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.
In south central Chile, some survivors of last weekend's earthquake say they're still waiting for government supplies to arrive. The quake killed more than 400 people. Many people left homeless by the quake are lashing out at outgoing President Michelle Bachelet's handling of the disaster. A man living with his wife in a tent city says 99% of the help they've received has been from the Chilean people. You're listening to NPR News. Icelanders are voting today on a more than $5 billion plan to use taxpayer funds to pay off the country's large debts to Britain and the Netherlands. Opinion polls indicate the referendum will go down in defeat. The money would compensate the countries for cash paid to depositors who lost savings in a failed Icelandic bank. Many Icelanders say they don't want to be bullied by larger countries trying to profit from their country's severe economic woes. A French investigating judge has filed terrorist charges against the leader of the Basque separatist group ETA and two others. Frank Browning has the details from Paris.
The so-called preliminary charges of engaging in terrorist acts and associating with a terrorist organization followed the arrest last week of Ivan Gogeas-Goetchea, a long-wanted 54-year-old man. He and two unnamed others allegedly set up a dozen explosive devices in the Bilbao Guggenheim Museum at the Guggenheim's opening in 1997. Spanish King Juan Carlos was to attend the Guggenheim's ceremonial opening. The devices were discovered before the king arrived. The three were arrested in west central France last Sunday following a joint French-Spanish crackdown of the ETA that has devastated the organization's core leadership. Some 32 ETA operatives have been arrested this year. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
President Obama is calling on wavering Democrats to pass health care overhaul legislation with an up or down vote. The president made another push for revamping the nation's health care system in his weekly address. Republicans say Congress should start over from scratch. Mr. Obama says after meeting with insurance industry executives, he's convinced that pushing ahead now is the right thing to do. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.